Welcome to Skopos. Skopos is the Greek word for focus. Listen as WDCX General Manager Brett Larson helps us focus in on topics that encourage and challenge us in our daily lives.
Every year it happens. A sports team rises out of nowhere to success, and all of a sudden, their logos are everywhere. The Cubs finally start winning, and all of a sudden, people I've never seen with anything Cubs-related sport a Cubs t-shirt and cap. They're fakes, only jumping on the Cubs' success for what they can get out of it. The real fans, the ones who've persevered for all those years, are the ones who truly enjoy the great season. You know, as Palm Sunday approaches, anyone who's ever been to church knows what Palm Sunday is all about. All four Gospels record what is called the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, just 5 days before his death on the cross. The Bible says that people ran out to meet Jesus. They lined the streets with branches and the sides of houses with linens and material, all in an effort to beautify the path of the king. They worshipped him. In fact, the whole city knew that something big was happening. Their king had arrived, a fulfillment of prophecy. They were thinking, yeah, I'm on the winning team. Then, within 5 days, things went downhill quickly. The religious leaders conspired against Jesus, convincing Rome that Jesus was a threat to peace. Then, all of a sudden, those worshipers throughout the city are found yelling, kill him, crucify him. Or they were just absent, hiding in the midst of turmoil. But wait, where was everyone? They were just worshiping him, and now they're just gone. What happened? I wonder how many of us who are found worshiping in North American churches on a Sunday morning are no different than the Palm Sunday worshipers. How many of us are bandwagon fans that only sing to Jesus, worship him, raise our hands for what we get out of it? Do we worship because it makes us feel better, or we need to recharge, or we need to experience God? I'm sorry to be the one to say it, but that's not worship. No, in fact, that's a form of pride. I know, it's hitting me hard too. What happens when worshiping Jesus Christ means that we're all alone, abandoned, persecuted? What happens when you get nothing out of it other than trials and tough times? Will you run and hide? Will you switch your loyalty when the going gets tough? See, worship is easy when we get something out of it, and it makes us feel better. It's hard when the immediate result is difficulty because we identify with Jesus and the only payoff is eternal. I think this is why Jesus calls the road to follow him narrow, because it's not easy to be a real fan of Jesus. I can't help but wonder how many who worship him on Sunday mornings are really on the narrow road of Christ fellowship. Can I ask that you would join me in seeking God with all we have, no matter the cost? We need to pray that God, through his Holy Spirit, would give us the courage, strength, conviction, and perseverance to follow him wherever that might lead.
Thanks for listening, and we hope you were challenged and that Skopos has left you thinking. For more from Brett Larson and Skopos, go to WDCXradio.com and click on Skopos.